Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Raising taxes is often a sign that your leaders have run out of good ideas. That's exactly true for the city of Eureka, where Councilman Austin Allison recently went on the record calling for yet another increase to our sales tax. He says we need the money for roads. Last week, I took a vacation to Florida, traveled quite a bit on roads both in the city and countryside. I couldn't find one pothole. The roads over there, they're immaculate. And so I figured maybe Floridians pay more in taxes. I checked with the Tax Foundation, which does a yearly study ranking all 50 states from the best to the worst. Turns out Floridians pay 1% less in sales tax than Californians. Good start. Overall, when considering property tax, corporate tax, sales tax, the Tax Foundation, it ranks Florida number 4 in the United States, while placing California nearly last at number 48. If you want to access the study yourself, I have provided the link in my PDF archived on the KINS website. Maybe you can justify a tax increase when you have a competitive advantage like Florida, but here in California, we need to make policy decisions that invite investment of outside dollars. Raising the sales tax like Allison wants will only force out more businesses and add to the negative pressure on our local economy. What can we do to provide money for roads? We can begin by leveraging city property by either selling or leasing unused or underutilized properties. Maybe there is a franchise that the city of Eureka could welcome with a 10-year tax deferment in exchange for improving a section of roadway nearby. Or we can do what the county does and find innovative grants from the state and federal government. I have had enough meetings with local movers and shakers to know that the city is operating on a tight budget. I get it. But I can't support another tax increase while the city still owns properties it doesn't capitalize on. Where is the city at on cooperating with land developers? Where are they at on inviting more business from the outside world? What do our council think of the proposed East-West Railroad, or our port, or even the balloon tract? We have major problems as third, fourth, and fifth generational residents of Humboldt County. They pick up their belongings and they leave for other places like Texas, Oregon, Idaho. Our culture is leaving, and the city council would rather waste time on homeless camps and regulating electronic billboards. This has been Anthony Mantova. Community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.